Now, we'll try it again. Good evening. Welcome to the Wednesday evening service. We're glad you're here tonight. Last service before Christmas, we're going to do something a little different and like to do things a little different. And it's not totally different. We've done something comparable to it in the past. But what I need you to do is I need you to do two things, all right? I need you to open your Bible to Luke chapter 2, and I need you to open your songbook to page 287, all right? And you need to keep your Bible open and your songbook open through all of the service tonight because we're going to read the Christmas story together. And that means when I say together, I means all of us in unison, okay? But we're going to read it in pieces. And then we're going to try to sing Christmas carol that goes along and fits in that particular place. So don't get in too big a hurry, all right, as we read. But just want you to stay focused on what's going on. And if you would, I want you to do something I don't think we often do. I think oftentimes we're guilty as we sing. We don't really think about the words that we're singing. So tonight as we're singing the Christmas carols, I want you to think about the words. When you read the words of the hymns that we're using, you'll find out the people that wrote them knew something about the Lord. And I just want you to do that tonight. We're going to work together, if you will. And you need your songbook, and you need your Bible. All right, and then we'll be in good shape, okay? We'll be in good shape. What are you waving at back there? 287. It's like teaching school. Kids don't hear it the first time either, all right? Page 287, Luke chapter 2 for the scripture, all right? Now, later we'll migrate into the book of Matthew, but we're going to start in Luke chapter 2. So if you got that there, if you'll stand together. We're going to sing. We're going to sing together. And it's almost going to be like Christmas caroling. We're just going to be accompanied on the violin. And so we hope you'll pitch in and do your best. You decide what you want to do. You can leave. All right, you got it.
Came upon the midnight clear, number 287. It came upon the midnight clear, that glorious song of old, from angels bending near the earth, it touched their quickly on the wing.
Seated. If you would, there, Luke chapter 2, look in verse 1. We'll begin reading there. We're going to read down through verse 4 for right now, all right? Let's read together. And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, every one into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David. Now page 290.
Number 290 in your hymn book, O Little Town of Bethlehem. All together.
Oh, little town of Bethlehem, how still we see thee lie. Above thy deep and dreamless sleep, the silent stars go by. Yet in the dark tree shineth the How silently, how silently the wondrous soft is given. So God imparts to human heart the blessings of the heaven. No ear may hear his coming, but in this world of sin, will receive him still, the dear Christ enters in. On the last, O holy child of Bethlehem, descend to us, we pray. Cast out our sin and enter in, be born in us to. Tidings tell, oh, come to us, abide with us, our Lord Emmanuel.
Back there in your Bible, Luke chapter 2, verse 5, let's read verse 5, 6, and 7. To be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that, while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. Now we'll look at page 293, if you would.
away in the manger, no crib for a bed. The little Lord Jesus lay down his sweet head. The stars in the sky look down where he lay. The little Lord Jesus asleep on the hay. The cattle are lowing, the baby awake. But little Lord Jesus, no crying he makes. I love thee, Lord Jesus, look down from the sky and stay by my cradle till morning is nigh. Be near me, Lord Jesus, I ask thee to stay close by me forever and love me, I pray. Bless all the dear children in thy tender care, and take us to heaven to live with thee there.
Back there in Luke chapter 2, just two verses, verse 8. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid.
Number 286, the first Noel, the first and second verse.
The first Noel, the angel did say, was to certain poor shepherds in fields as they lay, in fields where they lay keeping their sheep on a cold winter's night that was so deep. Noel, 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 born is a King of Israel. They look it up and saw a star shining in the east, beyond them far, and through the earth it gave great light, and so it continued both day and night. No.
Verse 10, and the angel said unto them, fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you, ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. Now page 288, and let's not drag it. Pick it up, all right?
Hark the herald angels sing.
Thank you. sing, glory to the newborn King, peace on earth and mercy mild, God and sinners reconciled. Joyful all ye nations rise, join the triumph of the sky, with angelic hosts proclaim, Christ is born in Bethlehem. Hark, the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King. On the second, Christ by highest heaven adored, Christ the everlasting Lord. Late in time, behold him come, offspring of a virgin's womb. Filled in flesh, the Godhead see, hail the incarnate deity. Pleased as men with men to appear, Jesus our Emmanuel here. Hark, the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King. On the third, hail the heavenward prince of peace, hail the Son of righteousness, light and life to all he brings, risen with healing in his wing. Mild he lays his glory by, born that man no more may die, born to raise the man of earth, born to give them second birth. Hark, the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King.
I can't help but say I'm so glad it says, born that man may no nigh. What a blessing. What a blessing. If you're there in Luke chapter 2, look in verse 15. And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, let us now go even unto Bethlehem and see this thing which has come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. Page 285, all right? Page 285, once again, don't drag it, all right? Page 285.
Joy to the world, the Lord has come. All together,
joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare sing, and heaven and nature sing, and heaven and nature sing. Joy to the earth, the Savior reign. Let men their songs implore, while fields and floods, rock fields and plains, repeat the sounding joy. Repeat the sounding joy, repeat, repeat the sounding joy. No more let sin and sorrows go, nor thorns infest the ground. He comes to make his blessings flow. For as the curse is found, for as the curse is found, for as the curse is found. He rules the world with truth and grace, and makes the nations prove the glory. and wonders of his love, and wonders of his love, and wonders of his love.
Now, verse 18. And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen, and it was told unto them. Now I want you to take your Bible and let's go to the book of Matthew. Matthew chapter 2, if you would. All right. It is chapter 2, or is it chapter 1? Chapter 2. Good. I just got the second guessing myself up here, all right? Matthew chapter 2, if you will, look in verse 1. We read two verses here. All right. Now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, where is he that is born King of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and are come to worship him. I want you to go back to page 286 and you say, preacher, we sang that. No. Now we're going to sing verse 3 and verse 4. All right. Page 286. Beginning in verse 3. When Herod the king had heard these things, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And when he had gathered all the chief priests and scribes of the people together, he demanded of them where Christ should be born. And they said unto him, in Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it is written by the prophet, and thou Bethlehem in the land of Judah, art not the least among the princes of Judah, for out of thee shall come a governor that shall rule my people Israel. Then Herod, when he had privately called the wise men, inquired of them diligently what time the star appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem and said, go and search diligently for the young child. And when ye have found him, bring me word again, that I may come and worship him also. When they had heard the king, they departed, and lo, the star, which they saw in the east, went before them, till it came and stood over where the young child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. And when they were coming to the house, they saw the young child with Mary his mother, and fell down and worshiped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented unto him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh. Page 284.
We three kings of Orient are. We three kings of Orient are, bearing gifts we traversed afar, field and fountain, moor and mountain, following yonder star. Perfect light, born a king on Bethlehem's plain, gold I bring to crown him again, king forever ceasing, never over us all to reign. Westward leading, still proceed, guide us to thy perfect light. Frankincense, we offer high, the deity nigh, prayer and praising all. Worship him, God on high. Star of wonder, star of night, star with royal beauty bright, westward leading, still proceeding, guide us to thy perfect light. Myrrh is mine, its bitter perfume, breathe a life of gathering gloom, sorrowing, sighing, bleeding, dying, sealed in the stone cold tomb. Star with royal beauty bright, westward leading, still proceed, guide us to thy perfect lift it out. Glorious now, behold him arise, King and God and sacrifice. Alleluia, alleluia, filled through the earth and skies. Oh, star of wonder, star of night, star with loyal beauty bright, westward leading, still proceeding, guide us to thy perfect light.
Back there in Matthew chapter 2, just verse 12. And being warned of God in a dream that they should not return to Herod, they departed into their own country another way. Page 289, all the verses.
All together,
Oh, come all ye faithful, joyful and triumphant. Oh, come ye, oh, come ye to Bethlehem. Come and behold him, born the King of angels. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him, Christ the Lord. Sing choirs of angels, sing in exaltation. Oh, sing all ye bright hosts of heaven above. Glory to God, all glory in the highest. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Him, Christ the Lord. Yea, Lord, we greet thee for this happy morning. Jesus, to thee be all glory give. Word of the Father, now in flesh appearing. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him, Christ the Lord.
All right, take your Bible now, if you will, and let's go to the book of 2 Corinthians, 2 Corinthians chapter 9, if you would. By the way, I'll say this to you. You know, when a bunch of people get together that maybe not the greatest singers in the world, but when we get together and put our voices together, boy, it sure sounds good. Singing praise to the Lord and singing about him. I mean, it sounded good. I quit every now and then just to listen a little bit, and I sure enjoyed it. I like that last verse of, yes, O come all ye faithful. Yay, Lord! All right. We greet thee. Born this happy morning. A Christmas. Christmas is really, in the world's view, all about getting. I want you to notice what the Bible says there in 2 Corinthians chapter 9. Look at verse 6. But this I say, he which soweth sparingly shall reap also sparingly. And he which soweth bountifully shall reap also bountifully. Every man, according as he purposeth in his heart, so let him give. Not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loveth a cheerful giver.
Amen.
This chapter here has a great deal to say about giving.
Amen.
But you can relax. I'm not going to speak to you on giving. But I want you to get that thought in mind about giving, and I want you to look at verse 15.
Amen.
The last verse in this chapter, where the Bible says, thanks be unto God,
yes, sir,
for his unspeakable gift.
Amen.
His unspeakable gift. John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. Boy, what a gift. What a gift. Now, never been a gift like that given. There was never a gift like that given before. One of the leaders of Babylon, one of the Nebuchadnezzars, gave his queen and built for her the Hanging Gardens of Babylon, which is known as one of the seven wonders of the ancient world. But that isn't a drop in the bucket to the gift that God gave when he gave his son.
Amen.
Boy, that was an unspeakable gift. There's no way in the world tonight I would even attempt to cover that, just the very thought, that unspeakable gift. But I do want to just mention a few things about it. The gift of God, the gift of the Son of God. The Bible says he was born and they wrapped him in swaddling clothes. He wasn't, that gift wasn't, you know, all wrapped up real pretty and in beauty and with a bow on it, but just in swaddling clothes. Nothing much, nothing, you know, I think of swaddling clothes. Now, if I'm not right, just relax, okay? But I think of swaddling clothes as just what was available. Whatever happened to be there, grab it and wrap him up. And that was it. But that gift is like those gifts that I've seen people open. I've seen people be honorary and wrap a big box. And they open that box and reach in there and there's another box that's wrapped. You've seen those, right? And you keep unwrapping and keep unwrapping until you get down inside. And usually there's something wonderful there in that innermost box. But I want you to think about the gift of God. The gift of God came with not just the Lord Jesus Christ, but that gift, the more you search, the more you find. Because that gift came with mercy. Mercy. It was the giving of the mercy of God for you and I, all right? And with that gift came grace. What a marvelous present. The grace of God. You and I that are here tonight that have been born again, we've all received of the grace of God. We've all benefited from that grace. But the Bible says grace and truth came through Jesus Christ.
Amen.
With him. It was a package that contained a lot of packages, if you will. Grace, that wonderful thing whereby we get something we don't deserve. Man, it's a wonderful deal. Hey, that's what most of us have gotten for years at Christmas. What we didn't deserve, you know. I always like to ask kids at school, I said, what'd you get this year that you deserved? And a lot of them, they answer before they think about the question. But man, you think about it, with the gift of God came grace, but with the gift of God came truth. Truth. Boy, it's something that's hard to find in our world today, and you're never sure if what you found is truth. But that's the gift, that unspeakable gift of the Son of God. The price was unspeakable. Said never a price like that. Never a price. The very life, the very life's blood of our Savior was involved in that gift.
Amen.
That gift that he gave us, all right? He came to die, and his coming and his dying, his blood was the price of our salvation. What a blessed gift we have in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ, because if you're born again, you have him. You have him. It is unspeakable. It's unspeakable in its preciousness. You ever think about how precious that gift was? Heaven's best. Heaven's best. Man, you can't get any better than that. Cannot get any better than that. I was at the bookstore today, or at a store that had books, and there was a book there that I thought, well, I'd like to read that book. I think I'll pick that up. It was cheap. I like that. But you know, when I'm at the bookstore and I look for a book and there's a whole bunch of them there, I never take the one at the front. Because that's the one everybody's thumbed through. I go for one back there in the back that nobody's messed up. The corners aren't bumped. They're bent. I want the best copy I can get of it.
Right.
I want to tell you, that preciousness of the gift of God was the best.
Amen.
The best that could possibly be given. An absolutely unique gift. One of a kind. Hey, but not only that, totally necessary. Totally necessary. Without that gift, we wouldn't have a chance.
Amen.
We wouldn't have a chance. Man wouldn't have a chance, period. But because of that gift, we've got the opportunity for eternal life.
Amen.
Boy, man couldn't do without that gift. But like I said, it gives us the opportunity, provides eternal life for us. Think about that. I'm famous with Brother Dunbar telling him, hey, things ought to last longer than they do. I get aggravated, stuff doesn't last. A few years ago, I went to up to Idaho to preach of the youth camp for Brother Whitaker, a group of churches up there, and they put me up in this cabin. And most of you can't relate, but those are you young people can't. The rest of you can relate. There was a refrigerator in there that may have come over on the ark. One of those little old short refrigerators about that high, you know, total, rounded on the corners. Y'all know what I'm talking about? Rounded on the corners, open it, very small freezer part. But man, there that thing is just a clicking away. I have no idea how many years. That thing was old. It's been there a while, all right? Been there a good while. And I think about the time I went, the last time I bought a refrigerator, I went and I said, hey, I just want one as good as the last one I bought. This is what the salesman said. Well, I'll tell you now, there's not much. I said, oh, so you make them to fall apart now. Well, I didn't say that. But aren't you glad the gift that God gives is eternal? It'll never wear out. It'll never wear out. Eternal life. You think about that. You don't have to worry about, well, I'm going to use it up. No, you won't. No, you won't. You don't have to worry about using it up. It's going to be there. It never gets old. Never gets worn. It's eternal life. Nothing you can do to it ever messes with it, ever wears it out or puts any signs of wear and tear on it, okay? But best of all, you'll never get tired of that gift. You'll never get tired of that gift. You ever gotten something you got tired of? Kids do all the time. I mean, they'll play with it and play with it and play with it, and then it's put in the back of the closet. They forget they've got it pretty much. And it's not there, man. Got tired of it. Just got tired of messing with it. I'll tell you what, you never get tired of eternal life. Never will. It never gets old. Never wears out. You'll never get tired of it. Thank God for the sacrifice he gave for our benefit. Amen. Thank God for his unspeakable gift. Amen. If we learn anything about the Lord and learn anything and apply it in our life, God help us to remember verse 6. But this I say, he which soweth sparingly shall reap also sparingly. And he which soweth bountifully shall reap also bountifully. You and I ought to be givers. I mean, by the way, you have money, but I'm just talking about money. I'm talking about your life, your love, your labor. We ought to be givers. Amen. Givers. There's some of you this year are going to get something really nice for Christmas. And you're going to show it off. Right? We don't get stuff. So let me hide this. One of you ladies gets a nice piece of jewelry, maybe a ring or maybe a real nice necklace, something. You don't go, well, let me make sure I hide that, you know, under my... No, you get it out and you let it lay on top, right? You want people to see it. I'm going to tell you this, God gave us eternal life. We ought to go around advertising it. We ought to go around advertising. Hey, I'll tell you, the best thing I ever got as a gift was eternal life, but you can have it too. It's not restricted just for me. That unspeakable gift is available for everybody. But it's our job to let people know. It's our job to let people know. Oh, listen. How much do you think about that unspeakable gift that God gave to us? We talk about it. We come to Christmas time. We say that's what it's about. So easy to get missed in the hubbub, all right? And all that goes on. Boy, don't let that happen to you. Don't let that happen to you. I'd encourage you to take time, maybe on Christmas morning, open your Bible, read this story. Read this account. Remind yourself what the Lord did. Now, we can only imagine that the key is not, well, it was in a stable. That's not the important thing. The key is not that they had nowhere to lay him. That's not the key. The key is God sent his Son to pay a sin debt for all mankind. Thank God for his unspeakable gift. Would you bow your heads with me this evening just for a moment? Hey, when's the last time you really said, thank you, Lord? Thank you, Lord, for my salvation. Thank you, Lord, for that home in heaven. Thank you for paying my sin debt. Thank you for paying what I owe. Would you take a moment to do that tonight? Heavenly Father, Lord, it's hard for us to just wrap our mind around that unspeakable gift that was given for us. Lord, that you would take the best that heaven had to offer and send that gift down to this earth, to take on him the form of a servant, being found in fashion as a servant. Lord, he is willing to die for us. Then you followed that gift up so that we could have the gift of eternal life. Dear God, help us not to take it lightly. Help us not to just say, well, okay, thank you, and go on our way. But Lord, to always be cognizant of the fact what you paid for us and how much you love us. And Lord, help us to return just a little bit of that love. Help us to advertise to this whole world that there's a Savior who died for them. And Christmas ought to be about Christ. And Lord, may we tell people. May we be a witness for you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.